first tell us a little bit about this piece, especially with keeping Lent in mind?
Well, this one was a little bit more, at least in my mind, a little bit more kind of explicit word painting. I was aiming for something that sounded regal in that melody and the way that the harmonies move, and even that the measure is in three beats instead of in four like the Alleluia had been. So you have 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, which, I don't know, to me that sounds kingly.
Kingly and almost like a procession as well.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's kind of what I was trying to invoke. You know, there are a number of different formulas, text formulas for the Lenten acclamation, and this was the one that I chose, and it just sounded to me like it needed something, like you say, like a kingly procession. And so that's the sort of mood that I was trying to invoke with that. And then another beautiful verse. The verse was one of these things that was just dictated to me. It just came out, and I listened to it, and I'm surprised by it every time. And as a kind of technical note, in the Mass settings themselves, there are no texts given in those verses for the Gospel Acclamation or the Lenten Acclamation. It's just assumed that the music director will be able to take the day's text and figure out how to slot it into the two-measure musical formulas that are given there and then tell his choir how to do it, again, for kind of maximum flexibility. So whatever your text is for that particular Sunday for those acclamations, you just slide it into the verse and you make it fit.
Well, Chris, we'd like to thank you for being on the show, and let's continue next week as we'll go through the rest of the Ordinary and your musical settings. And I'd also like to thank Kayla and Nicole for their readings, for the first two readings, and Father Alan Moran for going through the New English Translation. But again, let's have both Father Alan Moran and Chris Miller back on the show next week. For those who would like to see more information, you can look at DominicanFriars.org for both the handouts, which Father Alan Moran prepared, and I'll also have a link for Chris Miller's site.